Hello?
Hey, Judge Paul, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash.
Dan Nelson, who the hell are you?
Right. So I got really good news. It's all set to go. So Perry is going to re-trigger the Evident email. So it's the same thing that you did last time to your AOL account. Okay?
Well, you're going to do it to my AOL account, or do you want to just do it to my cell phone?
No, do it on the AOL. That way you'll just do the same process you did from your email last time, and then it'll be golden. We already let Evident know. We let our Google Guarantee support team know. So rather than doing the text, I say we just do the email because that's what we told them we were going to do, you know?
Okay, so what do you need me to do on the email? You just don't want me to...
It's the same thing you did last time. Yeah, so what's going to happen is you'll get an email from Evident and just the same exact thing you did last time with Evident, you're going to do it again. And the reason being is because we deleted the old ones, right, and just restarted it. That way there's no issues, you know.
So you need the application again.
No, the application we already have. You don't have to resubmit that. Just follow the prompt on the Evident email. Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Okay,
I gotcha.
So I'm going to tell Perry to shoot it right now. I'm just expected the next hour or so. Okay?
Okay, but remember, he's not going to be home until another 3 or 4 hours.
No problem at all. So because you're getting the email from Evident, it's going to prompt you to put the driver's license when you're ready rather than us sending you a link that will expire. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay, perfect.
All right.
I will have done as soon as he walks in, and as soon as it gets done, I will call you just to let you know that it got done.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate you, and then I'll pass that along to Perry. That way there's no snags on this, okay?
Right, and then he could at least look for it in the next couple of days when they rerun it.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
The only snag you may get again, just let me warn you, is because we're doing it again, I have not called Homeland Security yet, but I will, just to let them know that they're going to rerun it again.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, for sure.
Because otherwise, Homeland Security is going to go, well, wait a minute. You told me they were going to run it. We saw it ran. Why are they rerunning it?
Right.
They may stop it. Because he has a very, very high clearance level.
So, right. No, that makes – yeah, if you guys could put that call in, that'd be amazing. And I'll make Perry aware, too,
that might happen. Now, yeah, just in case he gets kicked. But I'll call them – I may be able to get the hold of the guys now. I'm going to do it right now as we hang up before I forget and make sure they get on the watch list.
Perfect. Thank you so much for doing that. I know it's like an extra step, but at least that'll just make sure there's no snags on it, you know? Yeah.
And look, like I said, you know, things happen. I don't care about the things happening. It's just, you know, the communication of the things happening, it's much better than not knowing, and then, you know, you're all surprised.
For sure. 100, I agree. Okay. 100%.
I will call them right now and get that so I can explain why it has happened that way, because I know they're going to want an explanation, and they're pain in the ass already. So I'll go ahead and do that right now and make sure that's so it doesn't get snagged up, hopefully.
Perfect. Thank you, Judge Paul. You're amazing. I appreciate you, sir.
No problem, bud. No problem. Talk to you soon, dude. Bye.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.